for someone that's in, you know, their 30s, a millennial, it seems like Wolverine and Sabretooth have been fighting forever. Why do you think a Wolverine and Sabretooth battle is still sexy to comic book readers? Why do you think they still get into it so much?
Well, I think you start with Wolverine. You know, he's an extraordinary character. He's extremely unique in the world of comics, in the sense that he is simultaneously an anti-hero, a hero. He has this incredibly rich backstory. He has a sense of humor. He has a completely unique look. So you put all those things together, and there's just an incredible cool factor about his character. And then you add to that Sabretooth, who is really the dark side of his coin. And that is really one of the reasons why we wanted to tell the story, was to show how both similar and different these characters are. Knowing all of the horrible things that Sabretooth has done, you know, over the course of however many years they've been fighting, this was a chance for us to sort of give ultimate payback. It was a shocking story 5 years ago when Wolverine chopped off his head, spoiler alert. and then I think people thought that he was just going to come back the next month. And instead, Marvel, you know, had everybody wait 5 years for us to be able to tell the rest of the story. And that's what we always saw it as, was the rest of the story. Being able to experience it now as a single piece, I remember once going and showing in a theater, the Star Wars trilogy. He came out of the first movie, and this when the re-releases happened, and he came out of the first movie, and he was like, well, when's the next one? And I was like, I think it's in a couple of months. And he was like, a couple of months? And I was like, yeah, I waited years for the next one. So this is really, I'm not in any way implying that this story compares itself to Star Wars. I'm just simply saying it's a wonderful experience.